Time to say hello to Ben Weinheimer, the Chief Executive Officer for the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. What a night, Ben. It was around here. Don't get no sleep around this place.
Well, that's a good thing this time of year, Todd. Good to talk to you this morning, and been on quite a while since you poured more than 2 inches out of the rain gauge there at the station, hasn't it?
Been a while. That's kind of came out of the blue. Did you guys get anything up there? Because it looked like you were going to.
We did. Poured about 8/10 out of the gauge this morning here in Amarillo, so not sure exactly, you know, how that was distributed across the entire region, but hopefully everybody got a little bit as that storm moved through in the middle of the night.
Texas Cattle Feeders summer meeting just concluded. Tell us kind of what happened there.
Yeah, so it's our mid-year business meeting. It's a chance for all of our committees to get together and talk about various issues, everything from market-related items, legislative and regulatory topics, research, just a whole host of different elements to that conversation that gives us a chance to really get down to the nuts and bolts of what the association's working on. Our board also met last Friday afternoon, discussed some of those same issues. And one of the keynote speakers that we had at the meeting was Dr. Justin Benavides, currently serving as USDA's chief economist. And I think several of your listeners will remember Dr. Benavides. He actually started his career as the extension livestock extension economist specialist here in the Texas High Plains at the Amarillo AgriLife Research and Extension Center. And then he spent a stint as the economist for the U.S. House Ag Committee and was recently named chief economist of the USDA earlier this year. The really interesting and kind of neat point about Dr. Benavides is born and raised in Tulia. So somebody right here from at home who's up there, you know, working on our behalf and, you know, representing the interest of all the crop and livestock producers here in our region. He understands our issues well. And so he came and provided an update on various topics. And many of those, of course, which are important to us and obviously to the farm community in our region, farm bill updates, some of the, you know, implementation now of the various items that were included in the One Big Beautiful Bill last summer, you know, continuing to move forward. So, you know, some good news there as far as the things that he had to share. And then, of course, obviously ongoing challenges as he's navigating that environment there in Washington, D.C.
Pretty cool. I think it might be the first time ever somebody from this area has been named the chief economist. That's pretty cool deal for this area.
It sure is. And it's great to have him home. And just as folks may or may not be aware, if you look at the agenda for the Oldham County Stocker Conference here in a few weeks in Vega, he's coming back down to speak at that event. So would encourage everyone from around the region who can make that happen. That's on July 14th in Vega, and will be a good program, including Dr. Benavides on that lineup.
So I see about 19 cases now of this new world squirrel room situation. Is that correct?
That is. And I think as folks want to stay up to date on it, several ways to do that on our website, tcfa.org. You can click into a new world squirrel room page there. We've just kind of kept a running summary, and that's what we titled the page, is the new world squirrel room response summary. Just a one-stop place for people to go, kind of look and see what the current cases are. Some links to the official websites, the screwworm.gov website, the Texas Animal Health Commission, and then some links to, of course, some educational information that everyone should take a little bit of time to kind of study up on again. So it's, you know, been a topic that we've worked on now for a couple of years as we were trying to address this issue. And Mexico, the hope was obviously to keep it in Mexico. Those conditions changed here on June the 3rd. And so now it's just a matter of working with the federal and state agencies and all of the stakeholders throughout the industry and And it's obviously not just our industry. It's all warm-blooded mammals that can be impacted by the screwworm. So all livestock, even poultry, and, of course, the wildlife element of it is a big consideration. So thus far, the agencies have been following the words on paper that were developed as part of the response playbook leading up to this. And, you know, several important elements there. You know, obviously it relates to inspections, treatment, identification of those animals, and, you know, having the necessary and proper paperwork for both animals, movement certificates for intrastate movements, or certificates of veterinary inspection for interstate movements. And that plan, in terms of, in regards to making the comment that the plan seems to be working, is it is still allowing for continuity of business out of these infested zones. And so today, you know, all of the designated infested zones for these 19 cases, 18 of them in Texas, the one with the dog there in New Mexico. But, you know, so all of those are the northernmost one is in the proximity of San Angelo. Everything else is located south of there. And as people are becoming more and more aware of the fact that both USDA and Dr. Bud Dinges, our state veterinarian with the Texas Animal Health Commission, they're doing what they said they would do. And that's probably one of the most critical elements because, you know, keeping this system moving, whether it's here in the cattle industry or in the other livestock industries, is just imperative. And that protocol, again, you know, really focusing on proper inspection, treatment, and paperwork, and identification of those animals for traceability. Thus far, you know, we'd give them a pretty good report on their report card, and you know, continue to be hopeful that with the additional sterile fly production capacity that will continue to come online here in the coming months, which includes a new sterile fly production facility in Chiapas, Mexico. And actually, there's a contingent from USDA and other folks going down this Saturday to do the ribbon cutting on that plant in Chiapas. And that's a joint investment between USDA and the Mexican government. The good part about that is that they're going to ramp that production up fairly rapidly. So, you know, today we've been leaning entirely on the plant in Panama, which produces around 100 million sterile flies per week. This plant is slated to start producing around 60 million sterile flies here by late summer. And then by the end of the year, it'll also be producing 100 million sterile flies per week. So making progress. You know, always would like to have more progress into fighting the pest where it is and pushing it back south. But, you know, for what we're working with today, we're I think, all collectively dealing with it fairly well.
Got about a minute left. Ben, talk real quick about the youth education programs you guys are doing this summer.
Well, definitely a priority of ours. We have a feed yard camp that happens next week here in the Panhandle. Juniors and seniors in high school participate in that. We have our Junior Fed Beef Challenge coming up here in July. You know, where students put their own pen of three or four head of cattle on feed, harvest those cattle, and then come and participate in a contest with a lot of scholarships associated with that. And then even as we transitioned here, not too far out on the calendar, but we have our annual TCFA Beef Showcase coming up on September the 17th. That's held at West Texas A&M there at the Ag Building. That's on the afternoon of Thursday, September the 17th. That's an open event, educational event, really a lot of good information shared there. So invite anyone and everyone to come to that at WT on the afternoon of September the 17th.
Never bored at the Texas Cattle Feeder's office or at the radio station, that's for sure, Ben.
Well, that's definitely the case, Todd, and we sure appreciate you and all that you do for the beef industry and sharing facts and great information to keep everyone informed.
All right, Ben, we'll talk with you next month and kind of see what's going on, and hopefully we can kind of keep the old rain gauge going.
Let's do it. Thanks, Todd.